It was conceived by Griffith J. Griffith, who gave Griffith Park to the city of Los Angeles in the 19th century, and then left this money in his will to build this public observatory. And his idea for that was really kind of pioneering at the time. It wasn't like there were a lot of these around there, maybe one or two and experiments here or there. But Griffith went up to Mount Wilson, which overlooks Los Angeles, and at the time, the biggest telescope there, the 60-inch reflector, which is still up there, it was at the time the biggest telescope in the world. Griffith had the chance to look through that telescope, not as an astronomer. He wasn't an astronomer. He was just interested in science. But when he looked through that telescope, he's quoted as saying, if all mankind could look through that telescope, it would change the world. And so you can hear in that, he had this notion that astronomy is a vehicle for personal transformation, and the way you do it is put people eyeball to the universe. And so he wanted to build a public observatory where that would happen every night. So what happens at Griffith Observatory? Well, people have to work to get here. I mean, it's in Griffith Park. It's up on a hilltop. You got to make a drive from wherever you are or hike or whatever it is, and you get here. But when you get here, you're rewarded with this grand building that says, oh, wait a minute, this place means business. It's got this formalized 1935 architecture, a mix of classical Greece and the 30s style, but it has a formality and a seriousness to it, even though a lot of whimsy takes place here. And you get this vista where the land opens up and you see the sea, you see the ocean from here, you see the whole sky over your head, you see the city laid out around you. These are really inspiring experiences. And it doesn't take me to say that. I just watch people when they come up here. You know, they'll make a beeline for the south side of the place and they'll take in the view. And the view alters their way of looking at themselves and the world. It expands it. So then you say, well, where do you begin? Well, you begin with the place, location, location, location. But then the observatory has exhibits that engage people in the same way. Everything here is designed to turn a visitor into an observer. The planetarium show, then the Samuel Ocean Planetarium, again, designed to transport people into these environments that we obviously can't go to personally. We can't take you into the core of a star or into ancient Maya territory where the mysteries of the calendar were developed for them. But in the planetarium, that is possible. And so through the Zeiss Planetarium projector, which mimics the night sky with absolute gorgeous accuracy. I mean, it is the most gorgeous, the most awe-inspiring dome full of stars in the world. And that experience of the night sky reminds people that there's something more out there than the everyday. It reminds people, I need to see the real sky. And of course, we try to show that through the telescopes. So Griffith Observatory's planetarium, its exhibits, but most of all, its instruments bring the sky to people in an immediate and concrete way. And that experience is what energizes people.